Hi everyone, it's us again. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
All right, so today we're going to take a look at some fun facts about animals as well.
Okay.
So, I don't know, maybe I'm not too good at this. So, I need your help, Sam.
Okay, 今天呢我们要来看一些这个有趣的事实 fun facts. 是什么样的 fun facts 呢？就是一些关于动物的这个冷知识了。会是什么样的冷知识呢？我们赶快看一下我们的课文来了解一下今天又要学哪些冷知识了。
Alright, so let's take a look at our article and we'll be right back. A plus Encyclopedia.Fun animal facts.
Which of the following is true? A. Pigs cannot look up. B. Rabbits can turn their heads all the way around. C. A shrimp's heart is in its tail. And the answer is A. Pigs.Cannot look up. Pigs aren't able to look up because of their body shape. They have very short necks. Therefore, they can raise their heads about 15 degrees at most. No matter how hard they try, they can't look over the horizon. If they want to see the sky, they need to put their front legs.On something higher to tilt their bodies. They can also look down into water to see the sky's reflection. Winston Churchill's famous saying now makes sense. I am fond of pigs. Dogs look up to us. Cats look down on us. Pigs treat us as equals.
All right, so today we have an encyclopedia question, and it is, which of the following is true?
又到了我们这个知识库的单元咯，看看下面这个问题呢，哪一个答案是真的呢？
I'm really nervous because usually I'm really bad at this, and if I don't know the answer, if I get it wrong, I feel really silly.
Don't worry, we won't get flunked or anything. So.
I know, but I just feel pressure, like I failed in school or something. But maybe we should take a look at our choices and that will help us out. All right, so our first choice is A, pigs cannot look up. Pigs cannot look up. B, rabbits can turn their heads all the way around. Rabbits can turn their heads all the way around.And lastly, we have C. A shrimp's heart, it's in its tail. A shrimp's heart, it's in its tail.
好，我们呢看一下这三个很神奇的答案哦。首先 A, 他说呢，猪 pigs 不能够往上看。那我们第二选项呢，他说 B, 兔子呢可以头转360度，头可以看到它的背后哦。OK, 第三个答案呢 C, 虾子的心脏呢在它的尾巴的位置哦。
It's quite a difficult one. All right, so...Sam, take your pick. What do you think is the correct answer?
I think B might be the right because I think rabbits seem to be quite flexible.
I know only one animal that can turn their head all the way around.
Yes.
And it's an owl.
It's owl.
But I don't know. I have a feeling it could be A.
A, really? Why? Everybody can look up. I mean,
yeah, but I think that pigs have a lot of...meat and fat all over their body. So
okay.
I'm thinking like physically, like maybe the meat is stuck, so it's difficult for them to look up.
所以呢 Tiffany 就说呢，猪身上有很多的肉跟脂肪，有很多 meat and fat, 很多肉跟脂肪，所以有可能它的身体呢，因为肉跟脂肪太多，所以它很难抬头。That makes sense. So which one is true anyway?
I don't know, but you know what I mean, because sometimes when we eat too much and we bed down,Our stomach has a problem bending as well. But anyway, let's take a look at the answer. And the answer is, are you ready?
Yes.
The answer is A. Pigs cannot look up. So, yay!
Okay.
I guess you're right, but I wonder why.
Yeah, 对啊，为什么呢？为什么猪没有办法抬头呢？赶快看一下我们课文写了些什么吧。
Okay, so the article says, pigs aren't able to look up because of their body shape. So see, they're too chubby. It's the same. Like I said, sometimes I can't bend down to pick something after I eat dinner or after I eat too much because I grow a food baby and it's hard for me to bend down and move around too much. So I imagine this is very similar to what pigs are like.
哦，是因为跟猪的这个身体形状跟它身材 body shape 有关系吗？刚 Tiffany 呢就说，因为我们当吃太饱的时候，就晚餐吃太多，我们会长出一个 food baby。food baby 是什么意思呢？就是吃太多，肚子好像怀孕一样，肚子太大，这个时候呢就没有办法弯腰了。所以我们估计呢，这个猪不能抬头呢，跟它的身材哦是不是太胖也有关系，是吗？
Alright, so next in the article it says they have very short necks.Therefore, they can raise their heads about 15 degrees at most. Oh, so it's not because they have a lot of meat. Oops, I guess I guessed wrong. So it's actually because of their short necks.
哦、oh, ，所以呢，同学们别被刚刚 Tiffany 讲的那一段什么太胖太多肉给误导了，不是因为肉多，是因为他们的脖子太短了。Neck 这个字呢，指的就是你的脖子哦。OK。
Yeah, so they can't raise their heads, or when you raise something, it means to move your head up. So you can raise your hand, you can move your hand up. So the article also says that they can only raise it about 15 degrees. So that's not a lot. It's aboutI guess this much, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
所以呢，我们课文里面说呢，他可以这个抬起他的头。Raise 这个字呢，就是举起来、抬起来。例如 ，raise your head， 把你的头抬起来，或者 raise your hand， 把你的手举起来。所以呢，这边说呢，脖子太短，所以没有办法抬头，只能往上看，只能看15度。15度，刚刚 Tiffany 有讲说 ，15 degrees is about like this much.
Yeah, not much. So it's really like this much space. Poor things. All right. So anyway, the article says.No matter how hard they try, they can't look over the horizon.
No.
So, poor things, it's because of the way they are built. They can't look over the horizon. Now, horizon here means a flat, straight line that we see in front of us. And the best way to see this is when you're at the beach, because it's where the ocean meets the sky, and this line is called the horizon.
哦、oh, ，我们这边能看到 horizon， 中文呢就翻译为地平线、海平线或者是水平的意思哦。例如刚刚 Tiffany 说，你到海边呢看到这个海跟天空连接到这个地方，这条线呢，我们就叫做 horizon， 就是指这个海平线、地平线。那课文呢就说猪没有办法抬头看了，所以它的眼睛呢视线只能看到这个水平 horizon 的这个地方。
So、sad. Sometimes people travel to different parts of the world because they want to expand their horizons. So now in this case, it means to you want to gain more knowledge and you want to gain more experiences by traveling or seeing things.
Okay, 这边的 Tiffany 提到这个片语 expand their horizons， 或者你可以说这个 broaden the horizon， 意思呢就是扩大你的地平线，扩大你的水平哦。意思呢这是怎么样呢？就是扩张你的视野。例如呢，刚刚说我们环游世界，去很多国家，学习很多，体验很多，有了很多经验，我们的视野开拓了，你就可以说 broaden your horizon。
Yeah, so next in the article it says, if they want to see the sky, they need to put their front legs on something higher to tilt their bodies.
OK, 所以呢，课文说，如果这个猪呢 ，pigs 想要看天空呢，他们就必须要把前脚放到比较高的地方。所以呢，前脚放到比较高的地方，他们就可以 tilt their bodies。Tilt 这个字呢，当做动词呢，就是使什么东西倾斜的意思。例如呢，他把这个前脚趴上去高的地方，身体倾斜，这样就可以看到天空。所以 tilt 就是倾斜。
Aww, it's kind of cute. See, you see, there aren't like humans where we can easily raise our heads up. If pigs really want to see the sky, they must stand on their back legs, hold on to something, and look up. So they have to move their body a little bit back to look up. So it's kind of what like dogs do as well.So when dogs or cats want to see what is on top of a table, they stand on their back legs and try to look up. But pigs must do that every time in order to see the sky.
OK, 这边 Tiffany 就说到呢，这个动作呢就很像什么，像是小狗小猫，他们想看桌上有什么东西的时候呢，他们就会怎么样呢？把他们的前脚 hold onto something, 把前脚呢扶着什么东西往上面看。
And humans do something similar as well. We can tiptoe. meaning we push ourselves up onto our toes to try to look at something far away.
哦、oh, 所以呢我们人类其实也是会这样的哦。刚刚 Tiffany 说到这个 tip top, 意思呢就是站在你的 toes, 你的 toes 就是你的脚趾上面哦。这个意思呢是什么，就是踮脚尖要看远的东西的时候。
That's right. So, next in the article it says, they can also look down into the water to see the sky's reflection. Oh, that's very clever.
OK, 课文呢就是说虽然猪呢不能够往上看天空，但是要想看天空呢也是可以低头。低头怎么看呢，就看水中的倒影啦。刚刚说抬头 look up,往下看呢，我们就是 look down。
That's right, and that's actually a really smart way, you know. Instead of using all this energy to stand up, pigs can just look down for some water and use its reflection. Now, when we talk about reflection, it means the image you see on a shining surface, so on something very shiny. So, for example, we use mirrors to take a look at our own reflection every single day. So, a mirror is made of glass.Glass is shiny, so the glass bounces the image of ourselves back to us.
OK, 我们这边看到呢 reflection 这个字呢就是反射的意思哦。这边呢指的是水中的倒影哦，就像猪呢它可以看水中的天空的倒影看到天空。那像是你看到镜子里面的自己哦，这边也可以说 reflection, 像是呢 Disney movie, 木兰。Yeah, that's probably one of your favorite, right?
Yes, it is.
OK, 这边的主题曲呢 reflection, 中文版呢就说自己哦，意思就是这个它的这个原本的灵感就是来自于镜子里面的反射。
Yeah, andYeah, sometimes reflection can mean something very deep as well. Like, you kind of sit and you take a look back at yourself. So that's why in the movie, Mulan, they have this song Reflection, because maybe she wants to, well, she wanted to see, like, who she was, yeah. or wanted to think about herself as well. But, you know, there's a misconception of this. Like, a lot of people believe pigs aren't very smart animals.
哦、oh, 很多人呢觉得猪呢不是很聪明的动物。 Well, are they?
You know what? In fact, it's the opposite because people, pigs are very intelligent and very smart.
Oh, that's a surprise. 不是都骂人是猪头吗？原来猪是很聪明的动物啊。
Yeah, so because they're actually one of the smartest animals on the planet, pigs are, actually the second most smartest animals on the earth.
Okay, 猪呢其实是世界上第二聪明的动物。So what is the most intelligent animal?
Me? I'm yes, just kidding. No. Number one is actually, I believe, a chimpanzee. So
chimpanzee?
Many scientists believe that they are very similar to humans. So a chimpanzee looks like a monkey.
Oh, I thought the most smart animal probably is a dog. So, oh, 原来哦，还以为是一个狗哦。原来呢，最聪明的动物是猩猩哦。Chimpanzee 就是猩猩的意思。
All right, so next in the article, it says, Winston Churchill's famous saying now makes sense. So he was the Prime Minister of England, and he is being famous for being a strong leader for England during World War II.
OK, 所以呢你可能认识 Churchill, 就是呢丘吉尔这个人哦，他是呢在二次世界大战的时候呢是英国的首相。
And he was very wise, so that's why his saying makes sense. Now, when you make sense of something, it means you understand it, and it becomes clear to you.
OK, 我们这边看到片语的 make sense 就是这个讲得通有意义哦。What Churchill said totally makes sense. 丘吉尔说的话呢，完全说得过去，完全可以理解。这个片语呢，就是这样的意思哦。
Yeah, on the other hand, when something doesn't make sense, we can call it nonsense. So, Alice in Wonderland is full of nonsense words, words that don't make sense.
OK, 例如呢，今天我们去买东西，50块的东西，我付他100块，就他找我20。OK, that doesn't make any sense, 一点都说不通哦。或者是说呢，我们可以说 nonsense, 就是一点都不合逻辑，奇怪的意思。
So, what was he saying? Churchill said, I am fond of pigs, dogs look up to us, cats look down on us.Pigs treat us as equals. So he was fond of pigs. So when you're fond of something, it means you like it. So Churchill liked pigs. He respected pigs and he liked their characteristics.
OK, fond of 这个片语呢就是喜爱的意思、哦、例如丘吉尔喜欢猪、哦、那我们这边可以用 be fond of 就是想 like 喜欢什么的东西。
Yeah, so I guess that's really cool and it's a really great saying to reflect on.Yeah.
OK, 这边呢它的片语其实就是讲说呢狗呢往上看 look up 就是很尊敬人的意思它崇拜你 look down 呢猫咪是怎么样呢是鄙视你 look down to on something look down on you 鄙视你的意思但是呢猪怎么样 treat us as equal 平等的对待我们所以它才很喜欢猪、哦
So I guess we learned something about pigs as well. So we learned that they're not that stupid andThey actually are kind of, I feel bad for them because they can't really look up, but that's really good to know. The more you know. All right, so let's take a break and we'll be right back. So that was fun. We learned something new about pigs. And I hope we get to learn something more next time. So it was great to see you again. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Nancy, there's no one else who even comes close to you.
Nancy, there's no one else who even comes close to you.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。我们女生啊，真的很爱比较。如果另一半有欣赏的明星，或是身旁有正妹朋友，就会忍不住私下较劲一番，就会一直问对方说。Do you think she's prettier than me? 你觉得她比我正吗？故意要套你的话。这时候虽然你心里的 always 可能是在开什么玩笑啊，当然是她啊。但是你千万不能说实话哦，否则你可能就得跪算盘好几天，没有好日子过咯。所以今天 Eunice 就要来教你如何对付这类棘手的问题。你可以说 Nancy, there is no one else who even come close to you.Nancy, there's no one else who even comes close to you. 根本没有人可以比得上你啊。这个句型开头使用到 there is, there are 的句型，表示某个时间或空间上存在有什么东西。接着后面用到了形容词子句 who comes close to you 来形容前面的先行词 no one else. A come close to somebody.表面上意思是靠近某人，实际上意思则是超越某人，比某人好。像是口语我们常听到的 not even close 就有差得远嘞的意思。所以下次你女朋友问你 Do you think she's prettier than me? 你就可以回 not even close。 好啦，所以今天的小句话整句话意思就是没有人可以比得上你。好啦，那我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。Nancy, there's no one else who even comes close to you. 非常好，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Nancy, there's no one else who even comes close to you.
Nancy, there's no one else who even comes close to you.
Kit Kat!
我要多吃水果预防感冒。
I have to eat more fruit to avoid.
哦，预防的英文是 prevent, 不是 avoid 啦。
Students often mix these two words up because both avoid and prevent can mean to not let something bad happen.
因为 avoid 和 prevent 都有着希望不好的事情不要发生，因此呢，在用法上容易造成混淆哦。
简单来说啊， avoid 就是避免的意思，而 prevent 就是预防的意思哦。所以呢， avoid 就是不去做某件事情来避免，而 prevent 呢，则是要去做某件事情来去预防哦。另外我们则来注意一下他们个别的用法。 Avoid 后面可以接名词或者是动词 ing。 For example, he stopped the car just in time to avoid an accident. Or, I tried to avoid getting in an argument. 以上的例句有没有发现呢？都是指要去避免像是这个车祸或是吵架的事情发生哦。而 prevent 的句型呢，一般为 prevent something or somebody from 后面再接动词 ing。 For example, you must prevent children from playing with fire. Or wrap the vase in paper to prevent it from being broken. 这两个例句当中呢，都是表示呢去做某件事情来防止不好事情发生，比方像是防止小朋友们玩火，以及呢要用纸把这个花瓶包好，才不会让它打破哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
还记得吗？ Avoid 就是不要去做某件事情来避免，而 prevent 呢，则是做某件事情来预防不好的事情发生哦。
A plus Encyclopedia.
Fun
animal fats. Which of the following is true? A. Pigs cannot look up. B. Rabbits can turn their heads all the way around. C. A shrimp's heart is in its tail. And the answer is A. Pigs cannot look up. Pigs aren't able to look up because of their body shape. They have very short necks. Therefore, they can raise their heads about 15 degrees at most. No matter how hard they try, they can't look over the horizon. If they want to see the sky, they need to put their front legs on something higher to tilt their bodies. They can also look down into water to see the sky's reflection. Winston Churchill's famous saying now makes sense. I am fond of pigs. Dogs look up to us. Cats look down on us. Pigs treat us as equals.